Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Fáilte Rathreis. Now, who would have thought this innocent interview we did the other day with two members of the Rathmines and Rathgar Musical Society, the Ardor in Dublin, would have turned into this blistering row? It's worthy now of an Oireachtas committee hearing at this stage. There's always drama with these people, isn't there? So the Ardor claim they're the oldest musical society in Ireland. That's 1913 they were founded. Yesterday, Joan Larkin from the Athlone Musical Society said she had documented evidence that they were founded way, way back.
We will not let them be the oldest. Athlone Musical Society is the oldest society, but there's going to be no argument, but just let it be said here on RTE at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday on the 12th of November that Athlone Musical Society was most definitely founded and confirmed the oldest society.
1898 is what they're claiming, but this hammy history is continuing. Further petrol to the flames of the controversy, Nikki Kyo is PRO of the Wexford Light Opera Society. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Not so bad at all. The Ornor, founded 1913, Athlone 1898. When was the WLOS, the Wexford Light Opera Society, founded?
1911, Oliver.
1911?
Yes.
So you're claiming to be in second place now, I presume.
Second place after Athlone.
The Ornor is getting an awful doing. what do we know about what happened in Wexford in 1911?
Well, the society was formed in 1911 and it was originally called the Wexford Amateur Operatic Society.
Oh.
Then it changed to Wexford Musical Society in 1935.
Yeah.
And then in 1946, they changed the name again to Wexford Light Opera Society.
Now, are these different
societies?
And we're
still going by that name at the moment.
On a point of order, are these all the same thing, the different names and so on? I'm beginning to now waver somewhat on your position in the oldest musical society chart.
I suppose in the original Wexford Amateur Operatic Society days, they would have done only kind of the Gilbert and Sullivans and the likes of Pirates of Penzance, the Leihars and all those kind of shows.
Yeah,
they're more light opera than musicals. So that's why the name has changed three times over the years.
You're very clear. It's the same organisation, society, the whole way through.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Now, the Ornor had, you know, they said they had Terry Wogan and David Kelly in their background. Have you any famous faces you can boast and maybe to bolster your...
We've had over the years, we've had Owen Colfer, the author.
Yeah, the Artemis Fowl.
He's a past member of Wexford Light Opera Society.
Go away.
As was Kathleen Tynan, who now runs the... she's on the board of RIAM, I think. And Joan Merrigan and Charlie Murphy, the award-winning...
Charlie Murphy, we know, yes. The Royal Irish Academy people.
She sang with the society 1 or 2 years as well.
You have a former Taoiseach as well, I believe. On the list,
former Taoiseach, Brendan Corrish,
and
his brother Des, who guided the organisation through many years, and George Lawler, current sitting Labour TD, who performed with us for many years.
Oh yes, the big personalities in the whole thing.
Big personalities indeed.
How are you involved, or why are you involved yourself, Nikki?
Sorry.
How are you involved yourself, or why did you get involved?
I got involved initially back in the late 1980s, early 90s, on the stage crew, and then went on stage in 1995 for the first time. And I've been on the committee since 1997 with a couple of gaps where I took a few years out.
This seems like a kind of a lifeline, or sort of a lifelong dedication or interest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And tell us about the show, because we know the Ardor. The reason we're talking to the Ardor is they're doing My Fair Lady. The Athlone crowd are preparing.
They opened last night. I believe it's a great success.
Athlone are doing the Witches of Eastwick.
The leading lady, Carla Tracy, who sings Eliza Doolittle.
Yes.
She sang with us 2 years ago and won Best Female Singer in Ames for our production of Phantom of the Opera.
Now, hold on
a second. David Hayes, musical director
She's with the Ardor now.
So there's a lot of crossover.
She's with the Ardor now, Nikki. That's the, but she can still perform for the Wexford Light if you want it.
Oh yeah, exactly.
And what are you doing next?
Our next show is Jesus Christ Superstar, which we're putting on here at the National Opera House in Wexford next April. We'll be announcing the cast very soon. We've had auditions, so that will be going on sale in the next week or two.
I love it. We declare the oldest musical society in Ireland. Inconclusive. Not even the superstar himself could possibly. Not even the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat can sort this out. But look, you're very adamant. The Wexford Light Opera Society are at least in second place in the Olds.
Exactly, and I'm not sure about the societies around the... there's musical societies in nearly every town in Ireland, so I'm sure there's others that might be as old or maybe even older than ourselves in that moment. I'm not sure.
We've covered three of them. Don't invite them all. Listen, Nicky Keogh, thank you so much for chatting to us. You're now leapfrogged over the Orador, the second oldest music society in the country. Well done to the Wexford.
Thanks, Oliver.
Light Opera. Thanks so much. And I'm exhausted now. Exhausted from all of that. Joe Kerrigan, by the way, someone's texting and saying she's a cross between poor old Moncon and Aina. That's Maureen from Mohill in Leitrim. That's basically our business for today. Good luck to the boys in green. Come on, we'll chat again tomorrow. Slán go fóill, everybody.